Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. I'm so sorry guys, I've been so busy working and trying to get my money together and trying to plan things, get things together for, you know, the upcoming holidays and everything. I haven't uploaded last week like I was supposed to, but I kept it in mind definitely the whole week. But today, I wanted to just talk about heartbreak. This episode might be a little short, but it's definitely informative. So I wanted to talk about that today with you guys. And again, I do apologize. I know you guys like to hear what I'm saying and, you know, like to give me feedback. If you guys have a podcast of your own, don't be afraid to hit me up on Instagram or email me. My email should be on my Instagram as well. I'm not sure if you can see my Instagram through my podcast page, but if so, don't be afraid to inbox me, email me, let me know. I do not mind to go listen to your podcast, okay? So just keep that in mind as well. So without further ado, let's get on to this episode. So let's talk about what heartbreak is. It's an intense feeling and or experience, sometimes compared to physical pain, and it can also, you could also possibly die from it as well. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of like broken heart syndrome. Before we continue, here is a brief anchor ad. And broken heart syndrome isn't legit, like your heart breaks from feeling pain or hurt or sadness or anything, or your heart broken, period. It doesn't mean that your heart breaks literally. It just means it increases in blood pressure, your heart rate, which raises the cardiovascular risk. So that's why they call it a heartbreak syndrome. Okay, so studies on greatest.com, it says widows and widowers were 41% more likely to die within the first 6 months after losing their spouse, 53% increase in cardiovascular disease, which is considered the heartbreak syndrome as well. So just keep that in mind, like, you know, whatever you're going through with somebody that may die, doesn't have to be somebody dying. It can be somebody that broke your heart from a relationship. There's so many ways that you can get your heart breaking. And it's really crazy. And, you know, all of these different types of ways have different types of levels. I definitely think losing a loved one or like losing a child, like dying, that definitely I feel like is definitely so much greater than a regular heartbreak from a relationship. Not to downgrade heartbreaks from relationships, I'm not doing that at all, but I'm just saying that that type of hurt is just on another level, like losing somebody that you loved or that you birthed. And people who have lost, you know, a child or a spouse or sibling, anything like that, I really, really give it to you guys, because it's, that's some type of hurt that is hard to just get over, and sometimes you might not even think you can get over it at all. That's not something that I even think in my head that you can get over, especially if you lost a child. It's hard to get over something like that, and I know people who have suffered from that usually blame themselves because they feel like they could have prevented it or could have did something to prevent it. You know, they just blame themselves, but don't blame yourself, okay? You know, I don't want to say things happen, because that's not the case. But don't blame yourself at all. That is not your fault. And, you know, I don't want to go too much into that. I don't want to say the wrong things. But definitely don't blame yourself for somebody, you know, doing something traumatic to your spouse, child, or anything like that. If it's from natural causes, then it may be a slightly different. But if it's some tragedy, like somebody killing them or anything like that, please, 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 please don't blame yourself. I know you're gonna just suck yourself into like a dark, dark place, thinking that that is your fault, and it's not your fault. It's okay. And if you feel the need that you need to go seek therapy, I know for a fact that they have groups for people who have lost a loved one. So don't be afraid to look that up on the internet as well if you feel like you just need the extra support. Sometimes hearing other people's stories and having people there for you that you wouldn't think would be there for you, strangers sometimes, it really helps you. It really does. I've came across people who have got that type of help in that type of way. Okay, so let's go back to heartbreaks from relationships. I think it happens to a lot of us. Okay, it really, I'm not even gonna say a lot of us, it happens to all of us. We all get our heart broken, whether it's by mom and dad, whether it's by relationships, intimate relationships, and whether it's by friends, you know, somebody betraying you, just doing things that they aren't supposed to do, and unloyal things as well. Me personally, I've had a handful of heartbreaks. My last heartbreak was probably one of my worst ones. I promised myself I would never, ever, 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 ever put myself in a position to get hurt like that ever again in my life. Ever again in my life. It was just the worst thing ever. So, listen, I was watching this Ayanla show, and she said something. I should have wrote it down, but she was basically saying, like, what you see in the beginning of a relationship is what you're going to end up with. She didn't say that exactly, word for word. What she said, what I said right there wasn't word for word what she said. I think what she said sounded so much better, but I just can't remember. But she was basically just saying, like, what you see in the beginning, is what you're going to end up with in the end when it comes to red flags, dealing with a partner, somebody that you like, love, or whatever like that. I think it's very, 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 very important to pay attention to red flags in the beginning of the relationship, because they're right there. And people will tell themselves right in front of your face, and you just have to pay attention. People will say things they don't even realize that they're saying about themselves, about their character. And you, if you're smart enough, you'll be able to tell. I think everybody should educate themselves on understanding red flags to avoid heartbreaks, avoid wasting your time, wasting the other person's time too, because they're just probably there to waste your time, like I said. So I have educated myself on trying to understand the differences between certain things when it comes to people, or relationships that I'm building. Because what happened in my last relationship was I saw the red flags. I saw them. But me liking him so much, I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. I did speak up on certain things that bothered me, but he'd say, oh, I won't do it again. But there's just certain things that you shouldn't have to speak on. If it's something that you know for a fact you should not have to speak on at all, they should just be doing it, that's definitely a red flag for you to just leave them alone, like, completely. Like, for example, I'm going to give you an example from my experience. When we started dating, or started talking, I should say, before we started dating, he was texting me, but he told me he went out with his cousin that night, and he was going to go get drinks. I found out later on that night he lied, because the girl that he went to go chill with that night, I had her on Facebook or Instagram, Snapchat, one of them. She hit me up like, oh, I was just chilling with him. And she wasn't hitting me up in a spiteful way, but she was hitting me up and like, oh, wow, I didn't know that this was your dude or whatever. So he lied to me about what he was doing, and we weren't even together yet. We were just, you know, dating, like getting to know each other. You know, so I brought it up to him and I talked to him about it. I let him know, like, you know, if you want to mess with her, you go ahead, right ahead and mess with her, and we can just stop this, what we got going on right now. Because that was pretty embarrassing, actually. So, and right there and then, I should have stopped that whole entire thing between me and him. I should have stopped it. And I say that to myself to this day, because I would have saved myself a whole lot of disappointments later on down that year. So, right there, I should have stopped that whole thing. Because it's like, yeah, we're not even actually in a relationship yet, and you're lying about where you're at. And then I had to find out through somewhere else and somebody else. That's weird. That's weird. If somebody's doing that to you, already lying to you about little stupid stuff, especially, you need to leave them alone. That's a red flag. Let their ass go. Bye, see ya. There's other people out here that don't lie about stupid shit like that. Excuse my language, but it's just, like, so frustrating. Just be real, be honest. Like, be honest about what you want. Like, if this isn't what you want, then let me go. Let me find somebody else to, you know, give that to, that wants to give it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure a lot of you can understand and relate to what I'm saying. Like, men... Men, I'm going to target you for a second. You know, I love men, but, you know, sometimes you guys just do some dumb things, okay? Stop wasting women's time. If you have to question yourself about what your intentions are, you really shouldn't even be talking to anybody. Like, if you have to question yourself about what you want, then you shouldn't be speaking to any female that you know that has, you know, plans for a certain thing when it comes to a relationship. If somebody is already expecting something and wants something out that relationship between you guys, and you're still questioning yourself, you need to leave her alone until you figure out what you want. Because when you're confused, you're just gonna hurt that person. And this goes for females too. If you're confused and you know a guy wants something serious, don't talk to them. If you know you're confused, period, don't talk to anybody. Like, if it doesn't have to be specifically about that person, it could be just about relationships, period. I've had somebody tell me, like, they were talking to somebody, and the person was like, oh, I'm so scared to commit. I'm scared to commit and shit like that. And I'm, like, saying to myself, like, what the fuck? Like, sorry. It's people be like, well, what the hell? What do you mean you're scared to commit? Like, you want to do all this and that with me? Like, we're in a relationship, but you talking about you're scared to commit. That doesn't make any sense. You need to cut that person off if they talking about something like that. That doesn't make any sense. Like, how are you acting like you're in a relationship, but you don't want to be in a relationship because you're scared to commit? It's either one thing, you're weird. Two, you talking to somebody else. Three, you're just confused. And you just have issues of your own that you need to go resolve on your own and stop bringing people into your mess, hurting them. Period. Okay? So, with that being said, guys, definitely go educate yourself on red flags. They're really, really, really helpful, useful, because you will save yourself. And also, you also need to get self-worth, have self-worth for yourself. Because even if you do know red flags, if you don't have self-worth, you are just going to see the red flags and just let them happen. So get a sense of self-worth. Educate yourself on red flags, and just know who you are as a person, so you won't have to put yourself through the same thing over and over again. Don't you get tired of going through the same thing? I know I do. I get tired. My last relationship took a lot out of me, like a lot. Like, I was so disappointed in myself with that. I don't even know what to say, like, but I'm in a better space now. But like I said, yeah, definitely go educate yourself. Get yourself some self-worth, because without that, then there's no point in even looking that other stuff up, honestly. But here we go to the next part of this. I want to talk about maybe, you know, recovering and things like that to help you recover from a heartbreak. You know, I want to help you guys out as much as I can. You know, I'm always trying to inform you about things like this, okay? So, without further ado. So, the healing process is always the hardest part, because your brain and your heart, I'm not sure which one, usually it's usually your brain. It doesn't want to move on from what you were already used to, what you thought that your relationship was. It's really difficult, especially if you really feel like you put your all to in it, you really love that person. You know, it's really a lot coming with the healing process. So, first step is understanding what happened. Understand your emotions, reminisce what happened the proper way from start to finish, okay? So what I mean about the proper way, don't put the wrong things in your head, like as if you did something wrong when somebody's been doing something wrong to you, you know? Don't go about it like that. You need to think about what really happened, what really went on, what was really said, how they made you feel, what times that you didn't speak up, you know, gaslighting, you know, things like that. And if you don't know what a gaslighting is, it's basically somebody making you feel guilty about what you're saying. They try to flip what you say to make you, or say like, they did something because you did this or did that. That's gaslighting, you know. If you don't understand what I'm saying, you can also go look that up. It's right on the internet as well, okay? So definitely go about understanding what happened the proper way. Don't blame yourself. You just need to look at it from the start and the end, you know. Look at your mistakes that you noticed but you put over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You know, like when I ignored the red flags, I gave it the benefit of the doubt. So, which I mean, like, I just thought maybe he'd just do better. But, like, there's certain things that you just shouldn't have to say. Like I said before, like, there's just certain things that you shouldn't have to wait for somebody to do. They should just be doing it, period. And that's just, should be the cutoff line right there, okay? So the next thing is self-care, self-time, you know. In order to get through and get past the heartbreak, you have to uplift yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, working out, eating good, no drugs, no alcohol, nothing detrimental. You'd be surprised the things you put in your body affect your mental, emotional health. That, I can't express to you how true that is. I used to eat junk. Not like complete junk, but not as healthy as I wanted to eat. It didn't make me feel like energetic. It made me feel slouchy, made me want to just sleep and everything like that. But once I changed up my diet, started eating better stuff, I was like always wanting to go, always wanting to work out, always wanting to do something. You, like I said, you'd be surprised. Like, the things that you put in your body matters. People are like, oh, it doesn't matter. It does. It does affect your mental health. It does affect your physical health as well. It's important. Like, we are one with the earth, whether you like to believe it or not, but we are one with the earth. You think that throwing trash on the earth, burning stuff on the earth, you know, just being disgusting with the earth, the things that are unnatural with it. You think the earth is going to survive when you keep putting that same stuff, that same dirty stuff, disgusting stuff on the earth? Think it's going to survive? No. Which is why we have a lot of pollution and everything, and it's getting pretty bad. So the same thing applies to you and your body. This, your body is your fuel. Your body is your car. I always get told that your body is your car. You need to put fuel in it. Not even just food, healthy food, good food, energetic food that'll get you going. Exercise. It doesn't have to be hardcore going to the gym. It could be a 10-minute workout. You could do like a little cardio workout, a little ab workout. You don't even have to like run. You can walk, speed walk. Just go for a walk. You have a dog, go take your dog for a walk. Take him to the park, run around with him. You know, it's so simple to get to where you want to be. You don't have to rush everything. A lot of things takes time. And even with working out, that takes time as well. So, but it's good to have a healthy heart as well, you know. And working out, especially, and getting yourself back on track with eating, right, is the key to having a healthy heart and a healthy mind. It's so important. It really is, guys. I really want you guys to really try to do that. If you're not and you're so sad and you just got to push yourself. Push yourself. Push yourself. It's hard, but push yourself. Push yourself. Okay? I'm telling you, because at the end of the day, even when you don't feel like doing it, even when you don't feel like getting up, even when you just want to give up on everything, your hard work doesn't go unrecognized. And even if other people don't recognize you know, God knows that you tried. God knows that you did it. You know yourself. You should be proud of yourself. Don't put yourself down because nobody else wants to recognize you. You did it. Be proud of yourself, okay? Having a support system is always the best thing to have when it comes to recovering from a heartbreak, in both aspects of heartbreaks, all levels. Some people might not have a support system, and, you know, that's okay. You know, not everybody has family or a solid family to run back to. I am one of them. I don't feel like I have, you know, a really good support system like that. When it comes to emotional, mental problems and things that I like to speak about when I'm going through things like that, I don't have a good support system. But what I do, since I don't feel like I have that, I do go on the internet, I look up things, I look at videos that motivate me, get me going, you know, make me smile, make me think about things in my aspect of my life. So maybe you guys should do that too. Always confide in people that you trust enough to not judge you, but also give you proper advice in the right way. Like I said, motivation videos work. I find somebody on YouTube that you like what they say. There's a lot of people that speak about a lot of things. So you definitely find somebody, you find your niche on there. So definitely try that out. It's okay to cry. Let it out. Crying is a release. Even if you think it's not, it is. So let it out, okay? Like I said before on my other podcast, if you guys ever need anybody to talk to, hit me up. I do not mind trying to help anybody out. I know what it feels to not have anybody there the right way. So I would love to be there for somebody that doesn't have anybody being there for them the right way or doesn't have anybody at all. I'm not mean. I'm not judgmental. I want to help the world become a better place. So like I said, if you want to inbox me, email me, go right ahead. I really don't mind, guys. So give yourself time to heal, okay? Don't deny your pain. Face it. Face your pain. Constantly talk and remind yourself you're going to be okay, because at the end of the day, you are going to be okay. You are going to get through this. You are going to get better. This isn't a lifetime feeling, okay? This isn't, you know, going to be forever. This is temporary. It may seem like it's forever, but it's temporary. You're going to get through it. Regardless if you have anybody in your corner or not, you have you in your corner. You have God in your corner. Always pray about what you want. Always work towards what you want, even if you don't feel like it. You know, you're going to have your days where you don't, you know, you don't feel strong anymore. It's okay. But that's when you got to push harder, when you don't feel strong anymore. Keep going, because the end result is going to be a blessing. And everything you're going through right now is a blessing, even the hard times, because this is what's making you you, okay? Even the lessons learned, the heartbreak, this is what's forming you into being a smarter person, smarter, mature, growing up, and everything like that. So don't look at heartbreaks, don't look at disappointments or anything negative like that. Don't look at it as, you know, just something that you regret, because that could be one of the things in your life that made you so much better, so much smarter as a person. Don't take these negative things and turn them, and turn yourself negative as well, because it's just not, it never ends well like that. You know, always try to stay positive as much as you can. You know, seek help if you need to. It's okay to want help. It's okay. Some people don't want help because they don't want people seeing them vulnerable. It's okay. If you feel like talking to a complete stranger is better than talking to somebody that you know because you know how they are, go ahead. At least you don't have to worry about the stranger telling people or saying things about you that you're going to find out later, because you're probably not going to talk to that person anymore. Or if it's a person that is genuine and would love to be there for you, listen to you or talk to you, then okay, why not? You found somebody else new to be in life that wants to be there for you. And it's to me, that's a win-win, because you either talk to somebody, get to know somebody new, or you vent in somebody and somebody is willing to listen to you, then you can just go on about your day and just let it out. Let it all out. Let it all out. So let's take a moment of silence and take a deep breath. And in your mind, close your eyes. I want you to tell yourself, I'm going to be okay. So, 1, 2, 3. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I love myself. I want the best for myself. I'm going to work for the best for myself. And I love God. God's going to be here for me. And you, my darling, you are going to be the best version of yourself, regardless of what happens. You know, take these heartbreaks as, you know, getting through another obstacle, because that's what it is. And you learn from it. So it's okay. So that's all I want to tell you guys for the night. Before we continue, here's a brief anchor ad. So I hope you guys enjoyed my episode tonight. Like I said, I'm so sorry I didn't upload before last week. I was so busy, but I'm pretty sure you guys can get it. Life can get pretty hectic sometimes. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode tonight. I really wanted to put this out because I feel like we all go through this. It's something we all can relate to. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's really hard. People want you to get over it so easily when you talk to them about it. It's not that easy. It's not easy. You know, it takes time. It takes patience. It takes understanding. It takes, you know, for you to work towards you being happy. Okay? Happy again. Feeling like you again. So don't let anybody make you feel like you're being too much or doing too much, because it's a natural feeling and everybody doesn't get over something at the same pace. Okay, so keep that in mind as well. But I hope you guys have a good night. I might upload another episode in a few days. So stay tuned for that. And stay safe out here. Make sure you guys go follow me on Instagram at Naya Sutton. And definitely inbox me if you have any questions or concerns. So, have a good night, my loves.